Welcome to the Atlantic Access Podcast. Now your host, Terry Parker.
Thank you, Jen, and welcome to another edition of the Atlantic Access Podcast. This week we feature one of the rising stars from the Tobique First Nation that has seen so many fantastic artists emerge in recent years, including City Natives, Cam Speech, Faith Bow, the multi-award winner Jeremy Dutcher, and Wolf Castle, who has our bonus track this week. But first, we showcase Mike Burns' latest album that he released on National Indigenous Peoples Day about a month ago. We'll get started with the title song from the album Wapanaki, now on Atlantic Access.
You
That's Mike Byrne with Carry Me Home from the album
Wabanaki.
Well, welcome to the podcast, man.
Hey, thanks for having me, Terry. I appreciate it.
It's been kind of a crazy start to 2020. How have you been faring through all of this?
I think I've been doing pretty well. Everything slows down and you get to really, spend more time home with your family. And I think actually did well for me, because I was just always on the move and busy, and it just slows it down. And I guess, some things happen for a reason, right?
I was wondering if the album was ready to go before this whole COVID thing hit, or was it a work that you did as the pandemic progressed?
I've been working on it for over a year now, and it actually helped me finish this album, because, like I said, I was just so busy with other things, and it just made me focus more on my music and everything, and helped me out to finish this record.
Mike, you're from the Tobique area. We can't help but notice the amazing response that artists from the Tobique area is experiencing these days. Not only you, but there just seems to be an awful lot of talent that's making waves all over the country as far as putting out new albums are concerned, and getting some high-profile attention. What is it about that area that you think is really feeding this this joy of music?
Geez, that's a really good question. You don't really think about it until you hear all these amazing musicians and stuff on the radio, on television and stuff, and you're like, wow, I come from a really diverse community with all this talent and stuff, and I'm not sure what it is, the water, something in the water maybe, we are on a point here where two rivers meet, the Tobique and the St. John. Maybe that has something to do with with some kind of energy or something that pulls through our community. I'm not sure, but let's keep it coming, right?
Another song that I want to focus on here is First Mother. Really enjoyed that song. I'm trying to appreciate a deeper meaning that I'm sure is within that song. How would you describe it?
First Mother is actually about Mother Earth coming to life. She sacrificed her life for her people and for her children to have something to eat. So maybe it's just showing you that, giving up something, and to give something in return. I read this book here and it inspired the story, and I just started writing there one day and I just couldn't stop. Everything just worked out perfectly.
So from the album Wabanaki, this is Mike Byrne and First Mother on Atlantic Access.
Here was the grass.
Atlantic Access this week. We're talking with Mike Byrne and featuring his latest album, Wabanaki, and that's Into the Blue. Mike, the album has been well received, not only here regionally in Atlantic Canada, but really it parts right across the country, eh? You must be very pleased about that.
I am. You know, I'm getting a lot of calls from radio stations, you know, People magazines and stuff, and yeah, I'm really loving the response.
So your background, musically speaking, Mike, where does that come from? Where were the beginnings that you really kind of realized you had a talent for doing this?
I never realized until I was older. You know, I started getting into music when I was 34, 35. That's when we started the band Kick and Koch that I was in. And I've just always wanted to do something like that. I know it took me a little longer than usual, but ever since I was a kid, I was just an entertainer in a way. You know, my parents would be around the table with their friends. I'd come out and, you know, sing or, you know, just make them laugh, you know. And, you know, I just always had that in me.
What about the songwriting element or the, you know, being able to perform musically? Was it something that came early in life, or did you just kind of get a feel for that later on? You mentioned the mid-30s.
Yeah, it came later on, you know. Oh. I was shy. I'm shy to perform in front of people and stuff, and I still get a little nervous and stuff when I'm up there playing for people. But
so Wabanaki, this is not your first album, right? You have a bit of a catalog.
Yeah, I got a whole album out there, and with other songs that can be you know, listened to at mikeburn.com. They're all on streaming sites online, Spotify, Apple Music, you know, you name it, it's out there.
I've also noticed on your social media that you had recently unboxed some vinyl, is what it looked like to me. How do people get their hands on a piece of vinyl?
That's what they think it is, I know. It's just sleeves, CD sleeves. I should have been more specific about what I was unboxing instead of saying the album, you know what I mean? But yeah, they're just CDs.
How would people get their hands on those in these times of physical distancing?
They can go right on to my website, mikeburn.com, and they can order that, and I'll ship that out as soon as I can.
Awesome. Just a couple more tunes I want to ask you about, Mike, if I can.
Yeah.
We're going to close with Love Song, so that's going to happen in a few minutes here, but I also want to play next. I think this was the first single or the song that...
Papa DeBosic.
Yeah. Can you give us a little background on that?
Yeah, sure. This song really was inspired from my aunt and uncles that experienced the residential school in Shabbanackity, Nova Scotia. And, you know, I was always told stories and stuff growing up as a kid and all the stuff that they went through and everything in there. And this is the song that I'm dedicating to them and to all the residential school survivors in Canada.
And we're going to play it. Thanks, Mike, for your time today, and much success down the road.
Yeah, appreciate it. Thanks for having me.
This is Mike Byrne on Atlantic Access. That's Love Song from Mike Byrne and his latest album, Wapanaki, on Atlantic Access. The podcast is a weekly presentation of Entertainment Plus Mobile DJ and Media Relations in Moncton. See entertainmentplus.ca. Indeed, the New Brunswick Indigenous music scene is exploding, and we'll look forward to bringing you some more of these highlights in the weeks to come. One of the more recent single releases belongs to Wolf Castle, a hip-hop rapper that is easily one of the hardest-working recording artists and producers in the province lately. You need to look him up online to really appreciate the output that Wolf Castle has accomplished in recent months, including the release of the latest album, Gold Rush, available now, and from it, the song Believe It on Atlantic Access.
Before I lost my safety, yeah, you made me. My whole life ain't simple lately. Thought I was a goner, bad. Thought I wouldn't follow track. Juggernaut calling back. Run until I fall intact. Whoa, fresco, fresco. Paper like a Leo, Leo. Scrubbing with the Evo, Evo. Stitch no Lilo, Lilo. Willy and brain. Lover and a fighter, I don't fit into a case. Sauna when I come up to the surface like I'm baked. Prone to find myself in a ditch off the lane. Love, yeah. Harder than a Hot Wheel track. Harder, you could never beat that. Whiplash spinning in the back. Whoa. Can't believe it. I wanna tell you, baby. Disbelieving. I just can't handle, baby. You know you caught me just before I lost my safety. Yeah, you made me. My whole life ain't simple lately. You know I call the shots. I ball a lot. Catching feelings wasn't part of the plot. Wasn't part of the plot.
Let's go. Need a neck brace when the beat too dab. GT vibe doing cruising D class. Bumping with my head out like I'm looking for a fight. Bouncing at the airpark, yeah, I got a life. What? What's my age again? 2020 vision hopping off the fence. Counter Strike Cupid popping off the band. Crashing my computer, I could off again. Go. Follow your heart. Download a piece of it, you couldn't stop. Cooking the feeling like fish in the pot. Wanna run, go, and I'm running full stop. Love take my ego and tear it apart. You got the man, you, I'm on the loose. Pokemon trainer, so you gotta choose. Love is a game, I'm willing to lose.
Love is a game,
I'm willing to lose.
Before I lost my safety, yeah, you made me. My whole life ain't simple lately. Can't believe it. I wanna tell you, baby. Disbelieving, I just can't handle, baby. You know you caught me just before I lost my safety. Yeah, you made me. My whole life ain't simple lately.
A new show each week. Follow the Atlantic Access podcast with Terry Parker and like our Facebook page, facebook.com/Atlantic Access. Access always spelled with an X.